Google's move to deploy billions in financial guarantees to win customers for its TPU chips is a direct assault on what has been NVIDIA's dominant position in AI compute infrastructure. To understand the strategy, you need to know that NVIDIA's success in the AI era wasn't just about making good chips, it was about building an ecosystem. CUDA, the programming framework that runs on NVIDIA hardware, has hundreds of thousands of trained developers and billions of lines of production code. Switching away from NVIDIA isn't just a hardware decision, it's a software migration problem.
What Google is doing with financial guarantees is essentially removing the risk premium from switching. If you're a cloud customer or a large enterprise, and Google says, "We'll back your data center build-out with financial guarantees if you commit to our TPU infrastructure," you're getting something NVIDIA can't match at the moment, a balance sheet guarantee from a $2 trillion company. It's an interesting inversion. Instead of competing on pure chip performance, Google is competing on financial architecture.
Marvel hitting a record high ahead of its S&P 500 debut is a case study in how index inclusion works as a market catalyst. When a stock enters the S&P 500, every passive fund that tracks the index must buy shares to maintain their weighting. There are roughly $7 trillion in assets benchmarked to the S&P 500. That creates a near-guaranteed demand wave, which market participants anticipate and price in ahead of the actual inclusion date. Marvel makes custom AI chips and networking hardware. It's benefiting both from the index inclusion mechanics and from genuine business momentum in the AI infrastructure build-out.
The Apple price hike story, Bank of America projecting a $200 increase on iPhone Pro models after Tim Cook described tariff costs as unsustainable, is a significant consumer story. The iPhone Pro currently starts around $1,099 to $1,199, depending on the model. A $200 increase would push the base Pro to somewhere around $1,299 to $1,399. That's a real affordability threshold for a large segment of the consumer market. Apple has historically been willing to raise prices, but they're doing it in an environment of economic anxiety where nearly half of Pennsylvania voters, as we discussed, already feel financially worse off than a year ago.
The Toyota and Nissan warning to Japanese buyers about defects in U.S.-built cars connects to the broader tariff and manufacturing disruption story. Both automakers have shifted some production to U.S. facilities to navigate tariff exposure, but the quality control issues suggest that rapid production changes carry real operational costs. When you move manufacturing, you're not just moving machines, you're changing workforce skills, supply chain relationships, and quality management systems. Getting that right takes time that trade policy timelines don't always allow.
The Tesla credit rating story, Musk calling it ridiculously low after SpaceX earned higher marks, reveals an interesting tension in Musk's empire. SpaceX is generating real cash flow from government contracts and Starlink subscriptions and has a clearer path to financial stability. Tesla, by contrast, is operating in an intensely competitive EV market where margins have been compressed by pricing wars with Chinese manufacturers. The credit rating differential reflects those distinct business trajectories, and Musk's public frustration may be as much about the business reality as about the specific methodology the rating agencies are using.
And the XRecruits Meta Engineers story is a reminder that the talent landscape for social media is genuinely volatile right now. Meta's morale issues, reportedly at historic lows, are creating openings for competitors, and even X, which has had its own substantial talent exodus, is apparently finding recruiting opportunities in that environment. The AI race is intensifying the competition for machine learning engineers in particular, because the same skills that run social media recommendation systems are directly applicable to AI model fine-tuning and deployment.